from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right.
The greatness that is Warren Zevon. Rest in peace. I saw
werewolf for the Chinese. Time for the poll. Ready for some poll.
Oh, I love it.
Got you some poll today.
A Zevon poll? Come on.
I think we're getting to some college football polls this week and next week.
All right.
To ramp it up. Okay. It's about that time.
It is about that time.
Okay. It's go time. All right. It's go time.
You talk with your helmet!
I don't want to talk with my helmet. Did you see that you got a couple guys now wearing the little skull caps during the game?
They're I didn't see
the Guardian caps.
Yeah, the Guardian caps.
Are you talking about NFL preseason?
Yeah, they're wearing the helmet condoms during the games.
Those things look really weird.
Yeah, so it's the first year that you're actually allowed to wear them in the games.
And we're used to seeing the practice variety, but now they actually have them with the team's logos and stripes and colors on them. So from a distance, it looks a little bit more normal, but on TV, it's going to look pretty weird.
Yeah, back in the day, they had a little bit like, who was it? Mark Kelso for the Bills. Their old safety used to wear one. There was the right tackle for the Niners.
Yes, Steve Wallace.
Steve Wallace. Yeah, he used to rock one of these, like the Great Gazoo hats. And yeah, it's a little weird. But now, yeah, they actually, because they've been wearing them in practice, but now they actually make them for the game. And you can wear them, which is kind of weird that if you think you would just make a better helmet. But
You're going to see some big players wearing them. I guess Jonathan Taylor, the star running back
Taylor
for
the Colts
wore it on Sunday.
Yeah. And it's all painted up, and it's yeah, you can see it.
No, I mean, I've seen him. I just wonder
but
why.
But now it's kind of weird to see it. Well, the idea is that long been held that, like, when you see, like helmets that are made for, like, airline pilots and stuff are not rigid. They're soft. And so, like, the idea of the hard helmet is not, you want there to be impact zones. And so they're saying that, like, the soft shell of the helmet, it's a game changer. So they're saying this is way better if you actually want to prevent concussions. And we've known this for years. No one wants to wear it, though, because you look like a jackass. And we all know that in sports, if you think you look dumb, you just won't do something. Except now, guys, maybe you're starting to realize my brain is worth me looking silly.
Which makes you look dumber, the underhand free throw or the soft shell helmet?
The underhand free throw. I mean, the soft shell helmet is one thing. But at least you can go under the guise of, and it's not under the guise, it's true. It's like, dude, I don't want to have Swiss cheese for brains when I'm done. The underhand free throw, dude, there's nothing more emasculating than the underhand free throw.
Rick Barry was an even 90%.
Yes, and no one's done it since.
Except his kid.
For 90%, yeah. I would flip and do it if it was going to be that reliable.
You wouldn't, because when you started to do it at 13,
he's calling you out.
They would make fun of you.
If I got contract incentives to get 20 points a game and I can get 3 more a game,
then how come no one has done it since?
Pride.
His kid did it. You keep saying that. His kid did it.
Not in the NBA.
Well,
his kid's not in the NBA.
He doesn't play in the NBA.
Hey, he represented our country in 3-on-3.
Yeah, he sure did.
There is not one NBA player that's done it since.
And they should have.
That will let you know the amount of shame that goes along with shooting.
Doesn't mean they shouldn't have done it.
But I think in the NBA, like, if you make the NBA, you don't have to do it. No. Right? Like, yeah. It's like DeAndre Jordan.
Doesn't
it's
mean
like,
you shouldn't do it, though.
They just put up with it. If you suck as a free throw shooter, it's like, ah, all right, well, he's still really good because he's tall and he can block shots.
And now we've
whatever.
Changed the entire rules of the game to protect those guys and their crappy shooting. It sucks.
Yeah, but you would think, so you're not really forced to if you're in the NBA. So that's not really a good,
yeah.
You know.
No one's done it. That's all I know.
Well, again.
No one's done it
his
in the NBA.
His son did it. And his son went to Florida.
Oh, for God's sakes.
And if you think for one second he didn't get that scholarship because he wasn't a great free throw shooter, you're mistaken.
I love you. I love that we're just like, there was an eighth grader somewhere in Iowa that did it.
No, he wasn't an eighth grader.
Division I player.
Division I basketball. And he's a hell of a free throw shooter.
And yet, where did
And he made the Olympics.
No, he did.
Yes, he did. He was on the
3-on-3 team.
That
yeah, he
doesn't
was.
Count.
Oh, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Was he in the Parade of Nations?
Making
yes,
rules.
I am making rules. Doesn't God. Count.
All right,
Would
here's
you
our,
give me the poll already?
Yeah.
I'm jonesing for some college poll.
Okay, let's wrap up the Olympic poll. Yesterday we asked you, does the U.S. men's basketball team of 2024 rival the 1992 Dream Team? Shove that. 59%. Most people don't think they rival the 92 Dream Team. Yes, tougher to win now. 24%. Or, man, it's really close. That was 17%.
Yeah, that may be one of those age things. Although occasionally, we're running a promo right now where Colin's claiming that it's not even close between Steph Curry and Magic Johnson. So,
Down.
You know, occasionally you get an old head that wants to do the, I've never seen anything like this before.
Today, the poll question is very simple. We go back to college football. Who is the best quarterback in the country? It is on X at 1080 The Fan. Is it Carson Beck, Georgia, Shedeur Sanders, Colorado, Quinn Ewers, Texas, or Dylan Gabriel, Oregon?
That's tough. Boy, that's a really...
Shocking.
That's a really tough question.
Dylan Gabriel winning.
Yeah, I wonder why. Well, I mean, Dylan Gabriel is really good.
He might be the best quarterback.
I mean, like last year he threw for 3,500 yards, something like that. 30 touchdowns, like he had maybe 6 or 7 interceptions. I was looking at his numbers the other day.
Haven't seen his numbers.
Runs around real good. It was just like, I don't know, like 2 days ago I was looking at his numbers.
So where was he before Oklahoma?
Central Florida.
Where was he before Central Florida?
High school in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
So he's Central.
I thought he was one of those guys that's been on like 4 different teams.
He's been on 3. I mean, Central Florida, and then he was at Oklahoma for a year, and then he was at now he's at Oregon. So 6-year guy. So four, five, and six. It might be Dylan Gabriel. I mean,
55 tutties, 12 picks, 6,700 yards in 2 seasons.
At
OU.
At OU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he played 3 seasons at Central Florida. One of them looked like cut short by, I don't know if he got hurt.
Yeah, he had a bad injury.
But, yeah. All right. Well, he throws for about 3,500 a year.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know Gabriel's numbers are better than Quinn Ewers' numbers.
Man, I really like Quinn Ewers, though.
Yeah.
That's just eyeball tests. I think Ewers got hurt again, too, didn't he? So maybe his numbers aren't quite as gaudy, but watching him... That might be your winner right there.
So Ewers is good. You got Milroe at Alabama, who came on towards the end of the year, but he's still pretty raw as a thrower of the football. Noah Fifita at Arizona, maybe someone that this year gets some pub. I thought he had a very nice year at Arizona. I'm trying to think of who else would be around there. You got your guy at Kansas. You got Jalen Daniels, who's a really good player. Cam Rising's like 80 years old. He's at Utah. I'm not as high on Cam Rising as maybe some other people are. I think Cam Rising's a really solid quarterback. And then honestly, who may be the best quarterback that not a lot of people give any credit to just because he plays at Georgia. But dude, Carson Beck.
He's on the list.
He's on the list. I'm just saying, I think when you talk about Georgia quarterbacks, they've kind of fallen into a little bit of the Alabama quarterback where it's like, well, anyone can win. Like people don't Stetson Bennett to this day, still people crap on Stetson Bennett. The guy won back-to-back national championships. And if you watch Georgia, this idea that it was just that it was like this plain, simple offense and 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And you didn't watch Georgia football. Stetson Bennett was a really, really good college player. And Carson Beck is a really, really good college player. I just think sometimes when you play in those systems and those teams are so dominant, especially Bennett because of the defense, that we don't want to give you any sort of credit. you know, so I think Carson Beck gets some, believe it or not, I think he gets downgraded because of where he plays. I just think, well, like any idiot could do that at Georgia. And that's just, I don't buy that at all. That's not, so, now I'll get you, like some of those early Alabama quarterbacks, like the McElroys of the world, there was a little some of that. Carson Beck's not that.
I could not pick Carson Beck out of a lineup. I don't know what he looks like.
He's just a big white kid. He's stereotypical.
His numbers look just like Dylan Gabriel's.
Yeah. And he's the stereotypical. He's 6'4", 6'5", 230 pounds. He looks like the prototypical NFL quarterback, you know, out of Georgia.
Except Gabriel's got some pretty good rush yards.
Yeah,
Beck doesn't run.
Yeah, Gabriel's he's a dual threat, and he's a smaller guy. I don't know what the NFL thing will be on him. Beck will be a much better NFL prospect than Dylan Gabriel. And here's the other one. No offense to Dylan Gabriel, who's a hell of a player. And Bo Nix may be the one that breaks this trend, but a lot of times you stick around for 6 years, it's because you're not a great NFL prospect. But we're like with Bo Nix, Bo worked his way into that. He was kind of a cast off at Auburn and then reinvented himself and made himself into a very high pick and now may be the guy in Denver. Whereas I think Dylan Gabriel, it was more of a, you know, he's viewed more as a college quarterback. And then we'll see here with another great year at Oregon if he works his way up the NFL ladder. But I don't think Dylan Gabriel gets looked at from an NFL perspective the way some of the other top quarterbacks in college usually do. And then I think maybe the most interesting one of the group is Shedeur Sanders, because I'm kind of split on him. I understand that there's a lot of talent there, but boy, when I watch him play, I am never truly blown away by what he does. I think he holds on to the ball a lot. I know that he doesn't have a lot of help around him. I just have never, and it's not like I'm watching the all 22. I don't see a top three pick in the NFL draft, but that's just a 30,000 foot view with me not breaking down film.
Yeah. I'm looking at just the stats. All their stats are about the same.
Sure.
Except for Bo Nix, who was just lethal last year.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just different. 4,500 yards, 45 touchdowns, 3 picks.
Dude, his
77% completion.
His year last year was so good. And I hated listening to people say that he was check down Charlie. It's just not true. Dude, they pushed the ball downfield. Bo Nix had a phenomenal year. Unfortunately, the two games that he played against another quarterback who was having a phenomenal year. And I know this is going to sound funny.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Bo Nix had a better overall year than Michael Penix, because Penix went through a weird stretch where he wasn't very good. And I think he was dealing with busted ribs or a cracked sternum, and that's why he went down. Unfortunately, when they played each other for Bo Nix, Penix won those games. And so you can't argue that Penix ended up having the better year. But if you look at the totality of it, I don't think someone in the country had a better overall year week in, week out than Bo Nix did last year. And as good as Dylan Gabriel is, there is a standard right now that, like, you're following that act, that is going to be tough. tough. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean that even if Dylan Gabriel goes on to win the Heisman, I don't think he goes above Beck. I don't think he goes above Quinn Ewers in the NFL draft. Because, man, college success doesn't necessarily, you know, Tim Tebow, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go on to the NFL.
Penix threw for the most yards last year.
Yeah.
4,903. So Bo Nix has better overall numbers, but the only two guys over 4,000 yards were Nix and Penix.
Yeah.
And Bo was at 4,500. Nix was almost 5,000. You know, Penix's season, that just the yardage was good for 22nd all time in a single season.
And imagine had he not had the weird dip with a couple of those games with the chest or ribs.
So there've only been 18 seasons where a quarterback in college threw for over 5,000 yards.
Yeah.
Some of the names on the list: Cliff Kingsbury, Case Keenum.
And some of that, again, not to throw shade at those guys, but they played in weak conferences and in systems that threw the ball, you know, 60 times a game.
Patrick Mahomes, Derek Carr, there's Graham Harrell, David Klingler. You're seeing a pattern there.
Yeah.
But you know what the number one most yards thrown for in a season? You know who holds that in college?
The most yards.
Yeah, it's 5,967, occurred just 2 years ago.
That is a butt ton of yards. 2 years ago?
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
2021.
Is it a big school or is it?
Small school, but he is in the NFL.
Small school. Who am I missing?
I mean, it's just totally random. But
I don't know.
Bailey Zappi.
Can't write that.
What?
F from, out of town.
Yes,
that
Bailey
is good
Zappi.
Bar trivia right there.
Western Kentucky.
That's
holds
crazy.
The record.
I had no idea he lit it up like that in college.
How about that? All right, so who is the best quarterback in the country? Dylan Gabriel, Carson Beck, Shedeur Sanders, or Quinn Ewers? That is our poll question on X at 1080 The Fan.
And it can change quite a bit. I remember going into the year last year that we were all up in the business of Riley Leonard.
Yeah.
And now Riley Leonard left Duke. He's at Notre Dame. Notre Dame's a top five, top six, you know, sort of school. And if you notice, we're not talking about Riley Leonard. So, you know, every year there's two or three guys that kind of come out of, quote, nowhere and give everyone the middle finger. And Riley Leonard may be the guy this year where we look up and be like, oh, we forgot about him.
I don't know if it's out of nowhere, but does Cam Ward fall into this category?
Yeah, if Miami has a big year.
Because he's really good.
He's really good. Ole Miss is supposed to be really good this year, and they got Jackson Dart. You know, I could see him kind of rising up and doing something. And then, you know, we've keep getting told that Drew Aller from Penn State, I personally don't see it, but he was good when he wasn't playing good teams last year. So maybe Penn State has a breakout year. It's just that every year there's always a couple of guys that by middle of the year, we kind of look up as far as NFL prospects or Heisman trophies or whatever. And we say, you know, we didn't see him coming, or some freshman, right? That emerges. You know, maybe there's a kid
the
at LSU.
Tennessee kid.
Yeah, Nico, whose name I'm not even going to try to pronounce.
Nussmeier's at LSU.
Yeah, he's the LSU guy.
Another Nussmeier coming through.
Yeah, so you never know.
So far, Dylan Gabriel leading the way, 48% of the vote. Quinn Ewers, 29%. Carson Beck, 19%. And Jalen Milrow, no love, 4%.
See, and if you wanted a long shot, I don't know what the Heisman odds are. Milrow, towards the end of the year, was throwing a better ball than people give him credit for. He's with a coach that knows how to run offense as good as anyone in the country, and it's still a ridiculously talented team. And he's a big physical freak. Just keep an eye on Jalen Milrow.
Well, he's got a lot of room to improve too.
Yes, he does. So,
and he's at Alabama. That should scare you.
Yes. And now with no offense, but he took a guy in Michael Penix who no one gave two S's about, and in 2 years turned Penix into, as we just stated, you know, arguably the best quarterback in the country in a first-round pick.
All right, for the rest of this hour, we check in on NFL preseason. Do we have a new Baltimore Ravens? It's 3:42. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.